You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Rasha, we were talking about your, I don't want to call him a boyfriend because he hasn't officially asked you out yet. Mm-hmm. Your person that you've been hanging out with, head and shoulders. We were talking about what a nice gesture and a nice guy that he is. Mm-hmm. He made you Russian salad for New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And then you wanted to tell us something that Ginge told you that he asked him?
Yes.
Now this is getting a little complicated.
Yes.
All right.
So, I said, my New Year's almost got ruined because my stepdad got COVID, so my parents were all locked in the same house, and I couldn't go there, obviously. So
right.
I stayed here in Springfield, and Date Kate messaged me on that day asking what my plans are for the New Year's, and I said, well, I told her the entire thing that happened, and she's like, why don't you join me and a couple of my friends for a New Year's Eve party dinner at the bar, and we can get drunk together? And I was like, yeah, that sounds amazing. So... So we met up at this bar, and Ginge was there. And so when Head & Shoulders went to get me a drink, Ginge came up to me and he said, can I ask him why you're still not his girlfriend? And I was like, I mean, sure. I just allowed him to do it. I gave him my permission because that makes sense. It's like a personal question.
Yeah.
So he came up to him, and then Head & Shoulders came back and he said, oh, you're sending people to ask me questions, huh? And I was like, oh, okay. So I don't know how he felt about that. And that made me even more questioning whether or not he wants to be my boyfriend, you know?
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ginge asked him, when are you going to ask her to be your girlfriend?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are we, in eighth grade?
Or something like, is she your girlfriend
yet? What is going on here?
I think it was more
of that question.
Because he did say, yes, you guys.
Oh, so you guys are boyfriend,
but
girlfriend.
But then he came
back.
You.
Yes, but then he came back and he said, sending people to ask me questions, huh?
Yeah,
and
that's
I was
true.
Like, I did not do that. I just allowed him to ask that question.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I didn't ask him to ask.
So this is not what I heard.
Oh.
This is not what I heard. All right, I heard something. It's like you just fell on your ankle or something. What I heard was that whenever it hit midnight on New Year's Eve.
Oh, God, this is another awkward situation.
What?
That she didn't want to kiss Head & Shoulders at
I
midnight.
I was writing my wish. My wish is more important. I had to write a wish. I had one minute to do all of that. I had to write it. I have to set that paper on fire. I had to swallow it.
And Ginge and Date Kate.
That's a Russian tradition.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they had to tell you to kiss him. They're like, why aren't you going to kiss your guy at midnight?
No.
And did you, why? You want him to ask you out. You want him to be your boyfriend. He's nice, but you didn't want him to kiss you at midnight?
Because I was writing my wish, and he was writing his wish too. In fact, three other people at that same table were doing the same stuff.
Probably would have rather kissed you at midnight.
I would have hit him if he tried to kiss me while I was writing my wish.
See, I feel like you're sending some mixed signals here.
This essence, actually, you know? You know what? The more and more I talk to you about this, it makes me feel better about myself. Like I thought that I was a failure in relationships. Thank you, Katie.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.